What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I've been wanting to touch this fucking video for so goddamn long, but I've been busy, so let's get into it.
Liberal woman, it is really hard to find a man who is willing to play the more traditional masculine role in the relationship in today's day and age. Who is not a conservative? A man who wants to pay.
Do you want to know, you dumb bitch? Do you want to fucking know why? Is because that's a conservative fucking value, you stupid fucking whore. The liberal ideology has always been to share your body, to share your fucking wealth, to share your fucking hard work, to share your mind, to share love, to spread and share love. That is a liberal ideology, which is the reason why you will never find a fucking liberal who wants to pick up the check, open the door. Because he wants you to be strong and independent. Because he believes that you can take care of everything, you fucking idiot. You can't have a man fucking stop a bullet and still expect you to go out and be a fucking whore. Dumb fuck.
Pay on the first date, who wants to open your door, who has that want and desire to take care of you and to provide, who is not a conservative. And obviously, as a liberal woman, I do want to be respected for my independence, and I do want to have my own autonomy in the relationship and not be confined or conformed to the traditional female. Homemaker, childbearing role.
Okay, let's pause there for a second. Who's
So, to all those women that complain, where did all the fucking men go?
They took our job! They took our job! They took your job! They took our job! They took your job! They took your job!
They took our job!
They took your job! They took your job!
I remember once upon a time when your boy Crimson was working at a fucking car wash. And I was trying to learn how to detail a car, how to clean, how to, do a bunch of shit. And what wound up happening was I was doing all the work and everybody else was kicking back. I didn't give a shit. Me personally, it was like the faster, the more work I had, the faster I had to go and the more I had to learn. And the only way that you can learn is through trial and error and through plenty of repetition. So the guys were kicking back. But guess what? I quickly became the best fucking detailer at that job. I was able to detail cars faster and better than most of those guys there. So I got more repeat clientele. I would have 2 to 3 cars at a time, like stacked up one after another, asking asking if I could detail their car like a week. And then it got into like 2 or 3 days out of the week where I had like multiple customers at a time. And the other guys were just like, well, why is he taking all the fucking work when they were the ones kicking back, right? It's the same thing with today. It's like these women want to go out there, they want to be boss babe, they want to do all this fucking. I was actually thinking about this. A girl just got her AA degree, and she got a fucking. She. I don't know about you, but that's kind of embarrassing. She wrote, that she got her AA degree in the back of her car. And it's just like, dude, you just did the bare basic. That I remember when I was a kid, everybody said you need to go out and at least get your AA. That way, you're not competing with everybody. And now you have to get a bachelor's degree. And soon after the fucking Generation Z, fucking takes over the workforce, you're going to need a master's degree. And then after them, it's probably going to be a doctor's degree. So it, I knew right away it wasn't going to matter. But I knew that none of those fucking cocksuckers ever wanted to learn how to build a house. I knew that none of those faggots ever wanted to learn how to do plumbing, fix a car, wash a car. They would just rather pay somebody to do it. And you could pay them, you could charge them a ridiculous amount because they're not going to fucking touch it. That's why there's all these detailers running around town fucking laughing their asses off because they're like, dude, I just made $150 just washing this one car for 2 hours. Literally, just taking their sweet ass time. And the longer you take, the more appreciative there are of paying that money. Because to them, it's like, dude, you spent 2 hours and you fucking made my car look good. Like, I got the steal. It only cost me $150 and you pretty much, like, you know, held my car hostage. So for the amount of time that they're losing on having that car, for whatever reason, it tastes sweeter paying that premium. I know guys that are out there fucking milking these motherfuckers for $250 every 3 hours. It's fucking embarrassing. Just detailing cars. And a girl brags about getting a fucking AA degree. And I think to myself, like, I've never seen a guy brag that he's making, you know, $250 every 3 hours. I've never seen that. You know what? You know how I found out? I had to overhear a conversation between two dudes, two friends. And when I spoke to him, he talked to me like I was a fucking stranger. Like he had no idea who the fuck I was. Rightfully so, I guess. Doesn't want to get robbed. My point is that I hear these women, right? They brag and fucking just like champion themselves. They pat themselves on the fucking back for doing the bare minimum. I mean, the bare fucking minimum. I'm a good mom. No shit, you're supposed to be a good fucking mom. What other choice is there? I don't beat my kids. Yeah, because you're not supposed to beat your fucking kid, you idiot. No shit. I spank my son right. It's because you're not supposed to fucking put your hand on your kid more than once, you fucking dumbass. It's the law. Patting themselves on the back for doing the bare minimum. And yet, they turn around and expect the fucking absolute maximum from somebody else because they put out the minimum. They're good at putting out the fucking bare basics. C-level work. And I'm thinking to myself, then why the fuck would I even consider having any of these fucking cocksuckers as my equal? And then here's the thing. So back to that job, right? So because I was able to sit, or because I, all those cocksuckers sat around and I did all the work, I got better at it. So I left that job and I went somewhere else and did my detailing work over there, and I was the shit. I was the shit. No one could touch me. And they had another guy that would work it during the day, and I would work in the evening, and he and I both together, we were crushing it. So, when I hear, right, when I hear these women talk about, I don't know, man, when I hear these women talk about wanting traditional men and how come there's no traditional men out there, it's because you took our job. And do you think that I'm going to put in fucking extra work when you're the one doing the fucking job already? No. No, I'm not. I'm not going to open your fucking door when 90% of you are going to create a fucking problem. When 90% of you think that you're a boss-ass babe and you could do it all by yourself. No, I'm not going to buy you fucking roses when all I ever heard when I ever bought roses for somebody that I love is, why the fuck did you buy me these? They're just going to die. Why would I waste my time with a woman who's going to just complain that I'm not doing enough? Why would I even try? Why would I try when all I'm going to be doing is having this bitch compare me to somebody else? Fine, then go date them. I'll just stop. And I just remember doing that, just completely quitting being a boyfriend. One time there was a fight that broke out, and my ex, like, she somehow was in the center of it, and I just walked away. I walked outside, grabbed a smoke, and everybody's in there, just fucking running in there, trying to get their girls out. And then she came out, and I was like, oh, shit, you made it out. Cool. Come on, let's go. She was like, what, you didn't protect me? And I was like, no, you got this. Remember? You said you didn't need me. You don't need me. You got this. You're strong. Strong and independent. Doing it all by yourself. You don't need me. So I just fucking walked away. All that fucking shit that they fucking talk about. Like, oh, they're so fucking strong. They're so mighty. They're so powerful. They want to be equal to a man, but they don't want to do the equal amount of work. They want the respect without any of the fucking... they want the respect and the entitlement without having to work for it. Without having to earn it. And then when you look at their fucking work ethic, it's just C-minus work. Just bare fucking minimum. And I can't tell you how many times it trips me out how these women are saying, why am I struggling? Because you have a fucking mouth to feed. You're struggling because you have a fucking mouth to feed. You have bills to pay. You have rent to pay. You have all this shit to pay. Wouldn't it have been easier if you had a man doing that for you? Where he goes out and he works and all you gotta do is just raise the fucking kids and clean the fucking home. But no, what did you want to do? Suck dick. Ride fucking cock. You wanted to go explore yourself. You wanted to go find yourself. And now you find yourself fucking struggling. Every fucking time I hear it. Every fucking where I go. And I shake my head and I smile and I'm just like, you fucking idiot. Your solution was staring at you in the face before you decided to cheat on it. Before you decided to leave. No, he's not treating me right. So I'm going to have to go cheat on him. I'm going to have to go fucking leave so I can find my happiness. So the guy is out there sacrificing himself for that woman. Sacrificing his happiness for her happiness. Sacrificing everything about himself for her. And the only thing he gets in return is, this isn't good enough. This isn't making me happy. I need to go find myself. I need to go do this. I need to go do that. And the guy's out there fucking dealing with the fucking shit. Like, dealing with employers, dealing with fucking customers, dealing with the public, dealing with all these cocksuckers so that she can stay at home and bitch and complain that her favorite show isn't on time. Or there wasn't enough, you know, the fucking dryer gave out or whatever the fuck. Can't tell you, dude, how often I used to hear this shit. I fucking laugh my ass off now. I hear these women and I'm like, dude, what the fuck do you have to complain about? You have nothing to fucking worry about. You have a man that's about to, it's literally gonna take care of you. For the rest of your life, whether he's miserable or not. And instead of going out there and contributing to the home, what does she do? She goes out there and she finds another dick. Because she thinks it's gonna taste so much sweeter than the one she's got now. Fuck, I just saw that today. I went to go buy a sandwich. And this chick has a boyfriend who, it's like a restaurant, kinda. So I go in there, buy my fucking sandwich. And I had no idea this chick had a boyfriend. But I go in there, she's trying to talk to me in Spanish, and I was just like, can you talk to me in English, please? And she's like, oh, sorry, is it for here or to go? And I said, to go, please. And I order my sandwich, she gets my name, and then she's trying to flirt with me after she gets my name. Well, that's a cute name, like you know, Jack and Jill. Have you ever seen that movie? I can't remember what the hell she said, and I looked at her like, you mean Rose from Titanic? And she's like, yeah. And she just, oh, that's the movie, Titanic, fucking idiot. And she's like, yeah, that's the movie. And I was like, oh, okay. And then the fucking guy, the cook, he's like smacking the fucking bell, and he's like, hey. And she like looks over, she's like, oh, I'll be right back. And she fucking like, what? And he's like, stop talking to the customer. Come on, like, I need you to help me serve the food. And he's got like plate after plate of food. And she's like out there serving it. I run my card gets approved. And then she's like, what kind of sauces would you like? I tell her which sauce I would like. And she's just fucking staring at me the whole goddamn time. And the guy just gets so upset, he hits the bell again, right? It's like the counter bell. I don't know how to explain it. It's the call for service, basically. She rolls her eyes and she like goes over to him. She's like, you know, like in Spanish, what? And he's like, stop fucking flirting with him. Like in Spanish, he's telling her. He's like, you're my girlfriend. And I'm like, oh, fuck. And I just like, all right, put on my sunglasses and kind of like, holy shit. And he's like, stop fucking flirting with him. I need your fucking help. Like, if this isn't working, then get the fuck out of here. And he fucking slams a plate full of food on the counter. She's just like, oh, she like rolls her eyes and goes serves the food. And then she comes back. She's like, hi, sorry. She's like, do you speak Spanish? And I'm like, no. She's like, oh, okay, good, because I don't want you listening to that. And I was like, is that your husband or something? And he's looking at me, right? She's still talking to me. And he puts his hands on the counter and he's kind of leaning forward, trying to listen to the conversation. She's like, no, he's nobody. Don't worry. And I just like, oh, wow. Right? She gives me a fucking... She's going through the computer. She gives me a receipt. I take the receipt. And she's fucking just gawking at me. I'm nothing more... Dude, I'm nothing to look at, dude. I haven't worked out. I feel like a piece of shit. I don't feel good at all. Like, I feel terrible. I don't know if it's the lack of fucking testosterone that I've been getting. But I feel like shit. And the fact that... You know, she was willing to just, like, blow him off like that so easy. I just, like, holy fuck. So, in any case, the guy just fucking, like, you could tell he had enough. He served the food. And I got my food. She's smiling at me. And she's wishing me well wishes on the way out. And I'm just like, you know, whatever. Like, I hold my hand up, like, you know, thanks. I walked the fuck out and I was just like, Jesus fucking Christ. The sandwich is phenomenal, by the way. Of course, the fucking guy cooks it. It's a steak sandwich. So fucking good. For as simple as it is to make, it is so fucking good. But I just like, I feel bad for that guy. Because you can already tell, like, she's trying to find a replacement. She doesn't want to fucking be there working for him. That's what it is, man. You keep replacing us. You keep fucking telling us, like, hey, we want a traditional man. We want this. We want that. But you don't want to switch your fucking values. Because those values of your liberal bullshit, you know, they only serve you. Dude, I had no idea that liberal women actually want, like, multiple fucking men in their lives. Conservative women want to be taken care of by one fucking... And there's less conservative women than there are liberal women. Makes sense why. Because all liberal women want to do is just fucking party. As a matter of fact, I had a discussion about this at a plasma center. This kid was like, you know, what kind of friends do you have? And I just told him, like, I have conservative friends, man. And the reason being is because, fuck, dude, like a liberal, what is it? Liberal, like liberal people, I can't be friends with them. They're just too chaotic. Like, they're fun to party with, but you just can't debate them. And he's like, really? And he's like, why is that? And I'm like, because, dude, it's just, they're too childish. You can't debate them. They have no ethics or values or any kind of morals or principles that they live by. Everything is just up in the open. It's, everything is like free love, free this. No boundaries. And whenever they say something and you acknowledge it, it's like, as if we acknowledge it as a negative and we try to stay away from it, all of a sudden we get demonized for it. Why is that? Why is it that these trannies are fucking out there celebrating and we're like, yeah, we recognize that you're transgender. Get the fuck away from us because there's something that we don't agree with. How about this? We'll take it a step further. I don't want any fucking gay shit or trannies around me. I'll make gay jokes, sure. I'll take, like, my favorite subject and make it fucking gay somehow, because it's the only thing that makes me happy is listening to my favorite characters act stupid. But I don't want that fucking lifestyle, the people, any of that shit around me, because I don't agree with it. Suddenly I get demonized. Why? I'm recognizing that you're gay. No, it's the way that you're recognizing it that we're gay. Get the fuck out of here. Do you want to be recognized or not? Because I'm not going to celebrate you. I'll recognize you, but I'm not going to celebrate you. It's kind of like, how do I explain this? I don't know. There's just shit in life that you recognize as bad. It's kind of like a Commodore or a Holden. Those of you who don't know what I'm referring to. It's like Ford and Chevy. You love it or you hate it. You might not even fucking care which is better. Or you might not even put your... Same thing with Vauxhall. I fucking love Vauxhalls. Everybody's like, the fuck is that? It's an Australian Chevy. There's this one called the fucking Vauxhall Malu, and it's a truck with a supercharged V8 engine in it. It's a goddamn fucking bullet. It sits low to the ground. Oh my god. Any case, they also have the Vauxhall SS, which is the Chevy Cruze out here. It's fucking ugly. I don't know, the one out here fucking sucks. The one in Australia is fucking dope. But the point is that depending on how you look at it, you can either recognize it as superior or inferior. Does it, like, that's just the way it is. People either love it or they hate it. It's kind of, better fucking idea here. The way that we're all looking at Budweiser right now. Budweiser and Bud Light. You either love it or you hate it. And if you recognize it, you just keep away from it. People just, like, they just want you to fucking recognize it as the shit, as the best beer, as this and that. And it's like, no, it's not the way it works. You're not gonna start telling me how to fucking idealize, you know, alcohol, you fucking retard. So that's what I'm facing. That's what I face. Any case. That's what I wanted to fucking talk, like, touch on. I hear this shit all the time lately. And it's like I said before, and a lot of people didn't believe me. But the dating scene is crossing over into the conservative scene and demanding that we acknowledge and respect them and we take them in and we, you know, we share our fucking wealth and we do all this. It's like, no, you didn't live by the morals and standards and ethics that we grew up with. You abandoned that. We followed through with it. And now that your fucking time has come, now you want to come back and, like, okay, well, you know, I learned my lesson, take me back. I'm like, no, it doesn't work like that. Because you have put in repetitions of dog shit into your character and personality that it's going to take a fucking lifetime to get rid of. I don't want to deal with that. You fucking wasted away your youth doing stupid shit. And I'm not going to put up with that. I have like three of my aunts, right, that all fucking wasted away their youth on my dad's side. Just fucking partying it up and doing all this other shit. And guess what? They're all fucking single and rich. Nobody wants to touch them. Every guy that they fucking meet has the same look on their face. Wide-eyed, slack-jawed. Remember Gomer Pyle from Full Metal Jacket when the camera starts zooming in and he's got his mouth open and he's just got like this fucking thousand dead eye stare? That's the same look that every one of their fucking boyfriends have. They're just happy to be there. They have no soul, they have no comment, they have nothing going for them. And the moment that they say something, that they like something, that they're like, oh yeah, dude, I like that, blah, 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 immediately my fucking cousins or my aunt will shut that down. Whatever soul they have, they want to crush it. Ah, you don't like that, that's fucking dumb, blah, 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 blah. Nah, you don't, that's such a stupid thing to like. God, I can't believe you waste your time doing it. You know what I mean? And I'm like, Jesus fucking Christ, can you let this guy fucking talk? Can you let him have some kind of personality? And then by the end of the fucking, you know, by the end of the relationship, the guy's a fucking empty shell of himself. Every goddamn time. Doesn't know what's right, doesn't know what's wrong, doesn't know how to make someone happy, he just doesn't know how to exist. Doesn't know how to talk, doesn't know how to flow, doesn't know how to be personable, doesn't know what to say. And then they leave, then they come back, then they leave, and then they come back, and then they leave. It's like a rinse and repeat process of abuse. And then they wonder why I don't want to be around them. They wonder why I fucking don't want to hear their shit anymore. So it's like they're insufferable drama queens. And that style of abuse that they do to their loved ones, they do to each other. That's why I don't want to be around them. That's why I stay the fuck away from that family. Because whatever soul I have, I want to protect it. Like, I understand now, like, the reason why I became such a fucking simp in the past. It's because the only love and affection that I got was from my parents. And then when they took that away, I had to go find it somewhere else. So I found it buried deep in some fucking, in between some chick's legs. And I kept chasing that fucking high for years and years and years. Now that I realize, like, fuck, dude, I actually want brotherhood. I actually want adventure. I actually want, like, the things that I never got to have as a kid in my adult life. I'm realizing that the only way to crush that is to do it. Like I said, it's all I wanted to touch base on. Fucking whack-ass liberal bitches that are running around in their dating scene and now they're fucking demanding fucking liberals have conservative values. Never gonna happen. Not in a million fucking years. Never gonna happen. And if they do find a guy that does that, it's not gonna be sincere. I know it deep down in the bottom of my heart, it's not gonna be sincere. Shit makes me laugh. Guard your heart.